Thank you all for coming today for my presentation. I'm Bruno Casamali. I am a master's student at the University of Florida. And today I will present part of my thesis research entitled Performance of Two Southern High Bush Blueberry Cultivars Grafted onto Vaccinium Arboreum Rootstocks. Blueberry production in Florida is based on crosses of the Northern High Bush Vaccinium Corymbosens Corymbosens with native species to the southeastern U.S. as Vaccinium Elioti, Vaccinium Darwii, Vaccinium Virgaden, and these crosses generate what we call Southern High Bush Blueberry. Southern High Bush Blueberry, differently than one of his parents, Vaccinium Corymbosens, have low chilling requirements. However, they have the same soil requirements, and these may be a problem for Florida blueberry production. So the soil adaptation, the blueberry production requires pH lower than 5.5, high organic matter, well aerated soil, and available iron and ammonium nitrogen. So why it is a problem for production in Florida? Because these are not easily conditions are not easily found in Florida, and if they are found, they are close to frost pockets where blueberry production is not recommended. So, to overcome all of these limitations, growers have to add pine bark or soil amendments in the soil to be able to produce blueberries. And in on this picture, we can see pine bark beds where the blueberry plants will be planted. So this is one style of growing soil. It can be amended with the soil as we did it, or it can be straight on pine bark. And also to reduce the pH, to keep the pH low, we have to add acid on the irrigation system, as we can see here is my irrigation system. However, this pine bark costs a lot when you are establishing your field. It can cost up to 20 or 25% of the total establishment cost. So it is a lot of money that you have to spend only to buy pine bark. So thinking about soil adaptation, our research group thought about using rootstocks for blueberry. As we know, rootstocks are used in several other fruit crops, and lately they are using in vegetable crops. And it is mainly used to overcome soil limitations, diseases, and improve horticultural traits. Rootstocks for blueberries, they were tested in the past a couple or three times. However, people lost the interest because of the multi-cane structure of the blueberry plant, which can be sort of like difficult to graft, and like so many is not a single trunk, so they don't know if they should graft like every single branch or not. So people lost interest in that. Here I have just a picture of like a citrus grafting and vegetable grafting. So our research team thought about using Vaccinium Arboreum, which was tested in the past. Vaccinium Arboreum is, so why did they think about using a Vaccinium Arboreum? Vaccinium Arboreum is native to the southeastern U.S. It is a shrub or a small tree with a single trunk, which is different than the cultivated Vaccinium that we have, which can make it easier to graft just one trunk. It has a deep root system, which can make the plant drought tolerant. It tolerates pH up to 6.5. It grows in sand or sand clay soils, and it tolerates low organic matter and iron and nitrate nitrogen in the primary form in the soil. Here I have a picture of old Vaccinium Arboreum plant. We can see the single trunk that is different than the multi-cane structure of the cultivated plant. Here is how our plants look in the field. We can see the rootstocks and then the grafting with the crown of the plant coming after 8 or 10 inches in this case. So the hypothesis and objectives of this research that Southern high bush blueberry grafted onto vaccine arborum increases growth and yield compared with unrooted plants grown on non-amended soil. And the specific objectives of the research was to evaluate plant growth, fruit yield, and fruit quality. So I have four different combinations of rootstock and scion: unrooted farthing grafted onto vaccine arborum, unrooted meadowlark, and meadowlark grafted onto vaccine arborum. And these combinations, they were grown in two different soil types: pine bark amended soil and non-amended soil. The pine bark amended soil consisted on a mixture of two parts of the native Florida soil with one part of pine bark, and non-amended soil is the native Florida soil. The experiment was conducted in two different locations, in Citra, in our research station, and Archer on a private company. And data was collected from 2012 to 2015. And I have 2012 to 2015 because of the canopy volume that was collected in all this year, but yield and fruit quality, it was only in 2013 and 2014. So I collected plant canopy volume, total berry yield and berry quality, and soluble solids and titratable acidity, and I will present only the ratio between them that I will call maturation index. And plants were hand harvested twice a week to avoid over ripening of berries. I have the canopy volume for the first location, Citra. I have all 4 years, two cultivars, Farthing and Meadowlark, and I have my soil and root combination. So unrooted and amended, unrooted in non-amended soil, grafted on amended soil, and grafted on non-amended soil. So what do we see here? These plants were field planted in 2011. So these were the first 2 or 3 years after field planting. We see that unrooted plants for both cultivars, unrooted plants on amended soil, they had a greater canopy volume than all the other three treatments in the first 2 years, in the first 3 years for Farthing, and in the first 2 years for Meadowlark. And I forgot to say that these measurements were done in January of each year. In 2015, we saw that grafted plants, they reached, for Farthing, they reached the same canopy volume than unrooted plants on amended soil. And for Meadowlark, that was true in 2014 already. And in 2015, grafted plants, they had a greater canopy volume than unrooted plants on amended soil, which is really interesting. And unrooted plants on non-amended soil, of course, they don't have any conditions that they like. They don't grow and they are pretty much dying year after year. We saw the same trend in Archer in the first years. Unrooted plants on amended soil, they were greater than all the other treatments. However, we saw a recovery of grafted plants after 3 or 4 years in the field, so where they have the same canopy volume. So this delay, we don't like to use the word delay, so let's say there is a reduced initial growth of grafted plants, is likely caused due to the grafting process, which causes a wound in the plant, and that takes a while for the plant to recover and heal all the tissues back. And it is interesting to see that grafted plants, on non-amended soil, they had greater canopy volume than unrooted plants on non-amended soil. So we can say that grafted plants, they are better adapted to non-amended soil conditions than unrooted plants. Here I have a picture. This picture was taken in August of 2014. So these plants were pruned in June. Here I have Farthing on non-amended soil. We can see the amount of free growth that these plants have after 2 months. See the unrooted plants, they have just a few new branches here, but look at the grafted plants. Every single branch has a new growth flush. And the same for meadowlark. On rooted plants, they are dying. Grafted plants, they are regrowing, and this is happening this year again. We pruned that in June and in August. Like, I look at the plants last week, they are pretty much having the same behavior than last year. Here I have total yield. So as expected, because of the cannabis volume, the total yield and cannabis volume are sort of related. On rooted plants on amended soil in 2013, they had greater yield than the other treatments. However, in 2014, grafted plants on amended soil sort of recovered their growth and produced similar yield than unrooted plants on amended soil. And this is for Citra. Let's see Archer. Archer, we have sort of a different behavior, and I will explain later why. So in 2013, we saw that unrooted plants on amended soil, they also produce more than the other treatments. And in 2014, only for Fardings, grafted plants on amended soil yielded more than unrooted plants, yielded the same than unrooted plants on amended soil. Another interesting thing is that grafted plants, they also yielded more than unrooted plants on non-amended soil. So this is what is interesting about this research. So you're going to ask me why the two locations had different behaviors. So Archer is our research unit where our plants are treated well. We have biological scientists walking there. Citra, actually, not Archer. Citra is our research station. So an Archer is a grower plot where they treat the plants there as they are treating all the other plants that they use. So they take care, but they have a huge field. So and also there are differences in the water. In Archer, our water has higher levels of calcium and bicarbonate, and these are known as negative effect plant growth. So I'll talk about fruit quality in Citra. And it's just the maturation index, as I said before. We saw that I have, for fruit quality, we didn't have interactions between root and soil, so I am explaining only the main factors separately. So I have on root against grafted and amended against non-amended. And we saw that for Farding, and I evaluated early, mid, and late season, and also the season average. So for Farding, early and mid season berries, they had higher maturation index than unrooted plants, but then that was not true for meadowlark. And for meadowlark, throughout most of the season, plants on amended soil, they had higher maturation index than non-amended soil, and that was not true for Farden. In Archer, pretty much I didn't have any differences, just one small difference here, which is may not be significant. So what are the conclusions of this research? That after the lag phase, grafted plants were larger than unrooted plants on non-amended soil, and similar or larger than unrooted plants on non-amended soil. Yields are inconsistent due to the differences in locations, and we expect that this year, we have all the data collected already but not analyzed, that grafted plants will have the same yield than unrooted plants or even greater. So yields are inconsistent, however, grafted and unrooted plants on amended soil had similar yields. And internal fruit quality was similar between grafted and unrooted plants. So what is the bottom line of this research? We saw that vaccinium arborum rootstocks, they are an interesting option and viable option to reduce the soil amendments for blueberry production in Florida without change the internal fruit quality of the berries. So with that, I would like to thank all the people that helped me during this research, my advisors, Rebecca Darnell and Jeff Williamson, my committee member, James Olmsted, and all the biological scientists and people that helped me harvesting. And this research was funded by USDA and Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. And thank you. I'll take your question. Yes.
Your arboreal rootstocks, were they seed produced or were they clonal?
So the question was if I had seedlings or clones. They were seedlings of open pollinated fields of Florida. So they were seedlings. They had some genetic variation.
Are you doing any work to find better selections?
So this was my thesis, and I am finishing my master this summer, graduating Saturday. But yes, we were selecting and marking some plants in the field. So Rebecca and Jeff spent like the last 2 weeks digging roots from the best plants. The main thing that we were evaluating is if they have suckers or not. Because since they are seedlings, you can find a difference, like several differences, plants with no suckers, difference in vigor. So we marked throughout like the last 3 years plants without suckers, and the last two weeks, they tried to get root cuttings and see if they will root. But we know that it's really hard to propagate vaccine arboreum. So this is probably the next step of the research.
Thank you.
Yep, no problem.